This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. We have started the lunches at the Blackwood RSL again, and we had 15 people attend our first lunch, post the shutdowns, and 11 last Friday. It's just like old times, lots of chatter and catching up on the latest. The lunchtime menu has been reinstated, and prices have gone back to what they were before the shutdown. The next lunch will be on the 14th of August, so long as we do not have an outbreak like VK3 and VK2. If you wish to attend the lunch, you will have to book with the RSL on 8278 6253 or via email at rslbwwd@bigpond.com. We have permission to use the shack for assessment and training session on the weekend of 29th and 30th of August. Please contact the club's training officer, Sassy, VK5SN, by sending an email to vk5sn@wia.org.au and let him know that you wish to attend. He will send back a confirmation of what you are required to bring along and any other information that you may need. Upgrade exams are also held on the Sunday. Again, contact Sassy to book yourself in for these. Still no date for when we can start back at the shack for our coffee mornings and our technical sessions. Barry, VK5BW, and Paul, VK5PH, are working on sourcing two Kiwi SDRs and the other equipment we need to add two more 4-channel remote receivers to Paul's very quiet receiver site. We still have to resolve the power supply limitations. He needs more solar cells, batteries, and a radio quiet solar converter battery charger. The Kiwi SDRs are in short supply, so it may take some time to obtain them. I do know that AREG and NERC are also in the market for some of these. We have two AHARS nets each week on the VK5 RAD repeater, 147 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset, starting at 8 p.m. The original Monday night net and what I'm calling the Corona net on Thursday night. I have received some information from the Mitcham Council about access to the hall, and we should be able to start our general meetings on the 17th of September. This was going to be a members buy and sell, but because of the problems of social distancing and sanitising items between each person handling them, we've had to cancel this activity. We have also had to cancel the big November buy and sell. We will look at running something like this in the new year. The AHIRS website has been shifted to Kern Internet, a local Adelaide business, but we're still having a few problems with the site. It did not transfer quite like it should. You can send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is John, VK5DJ for the South East Radio Group. Last Friday night we held a fox hunt via the 2-metre repeater network and none of us left our shacks. President Peter created teams and then with a fox deciding on a location somewhere in South Australia, the team members had to ask questions that could be answered with a yes or no. The four teams over three rounds were successful at finding the fox in locations from William Creek to the lookout at Mount Gambier. All good fun, and it reminded me of the question and answer fox hunts on the 1 metre band in the late 50s. They were often conducted within the city mile. No beams were allowed, and we had to drive to find the fox based on directional questions like, "Are you north of Rundle Street?" or "Are you east of King William Street?" Vibrator power supplies, supergen receivers and modulated oscillators using a 6J6 were all the go. They easily covered the city mile. Congratulations to club members Charles, VK5HD and Lindley Prime, a daughter Ella to create a pigeon pair with Oliver, their son. Ella was a 9.5-pound beauty. Well done, Lindley and Charles. For detailed news on Surge doings, look at surge.org.au. for all the latest happenings, including photographs. A reminder to club members that it's the Friendly RD contest this weekend, and you still have a few hours to give some stations a number consisting of readability, strength, and the number of years you've been a radio amateur. So that's it for this week. Keep yourselves safe, and I say 73 from Surge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Well, last Friday night, it was the annual general meeting of the Northeast Radio Club, and as far as I know, it's the first time we've ever conducted it on air. First of all, the usual business was conducted. There was a reading of the minutes from last year's AGM, followed by all the details of the financial status at the present time. And, we were given to understand the new positions on the committee for the coming year were to be done. And John, VK5ZR, is standing down from his position on the committee. So thank you very much for your excellent participation in the committee during your time there, John, and good luck with all the projects and things that you're currently doing. And we welcome to the committee Adam, VK5GA. So thanks for standing up, Adam, and we hope to have some good times on the committee and take good notice of your expertise. So, that was the business that was conducted during the AGM last Friday night. And after the formal business part of the meeting, Tony, VK5FBIC, who was running the AGM, he introduced another Tony. It was Tony VK5UA, and Tony gave an excellent lecture on military radios between the Second World War and the First World War, and what was developed during the Second World War. And there was photos of the said radios on a PowerPoint presentation which was available on the Northeast Radio Club website. So thank you very much, Tony. That was an excellent presentation. Got to see a lot of familiar looking radios that I used to see when I was a lot younger. I never had many of them, but I knew quite a few radio amateurs that did have them and used them to good effect on the air. So if you do want to see these radios, go to the Northeast Radio Club website and look up the presentation presentation that was given by Tony. You'll see all the photos there of the various sets, and they're all very interesting. So thanks once again, Tony. Now, of course, the Northeast Radio Club membership fees are now due, and if you want to take advantage of the early bird payment, then you'll need to pay by the next Northeast Radio Club meeting, which is on Friday the 11th of September. So, take advantage of the early bird payment. Now, if you've not received the invoice for your membership fees, and you should perhaps get in touch with Charlie, VK5VC, and you can do that by sending him an email, and it's to membership@northeastradioclub.org.au, and Charlie will sort out whatever the problem is, and then you can go again and do your membership fees. So don't forget, membership fees, early bird payment due by Friday the 11th of September. And don't forget the two regular nets conducted by the Northeast Radio Club every week. Firstly, there's the Coffee Corona Club net, which is every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. on the Houghton repeater, 146.850 megahertz, and that's ably run by Phil, VK5SRP. And of course there's the F Troop Net on Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. on the Link repeater network, conducted by Tony, VK5FBIC. Now both these activities are an enjoyable way to remain in contact with your fellow amateurs during this very troubling time. So I hope to hear you on some of those nets during the week. Well, that's all for this week. 73s, good DX, and stay safe. This is Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.